Evening, folks. This is a boo in response to one of my followers and someone who I follow, Craig Slater. I was going to do it as a direct message, but I thought, no, do you know what? I will do it as a public boo, like he did. And for anyone who either didn't listen to the boo or doesn't follow Craig, he was basically walking home from the pub today. He's got a guide dog. And I think he was crossing the road and some idiots, were sort of approaching him, and one of them at the top of his voice shouted, "Sit." He said, I don't know whether they were deliberately trying to distract the dog or whether they were just a bit drunk and just generally acting stupid. But his question was, has anyone ever tried to deliberately distract your dog? And I'm afraid my answer is yes. And I'm also afraid that I don't take very kindly to it, and I have given a couple of people short shrift when they've done it. I'm not a confrontational person usually, but that is one thing that, like Craig, annoys the hell out of me. You know, it's one thing, for instance, I went food shopping today, and I took Kate just because it was a bit of a change of scene and got her out for a bit. She didn't do much work exactly, but... And a couple of people walked past with, I don't know whether it was a child or a couple of children, I'm not sure. And I heard one of the children say something, I think, I don't know whether they said, or doggy, or something along those lines. And I thought, uh-oh. But on that occasion, the woman with them said, "Don't touch it." And I actually turned towards her and said, "Thank you very much." Because, you know, I appreciate that. And I always will say to the parents, "Thank you." There are times when you can't stop someone touching your dog because they've already done it. You know, and as they're walking past, they'll sort of give a surreptitious stroke of the head and you don't always know. Now, if I am standing or sitting somewhere with Kate. Say I'm waiting for someone outside a shop, or I've been waiting for a taxi sometimes. When I lived in Hereford, I would very often walk to Sainsbury's, grab a few bits, and if it was too many bits, I'd get a taxi back. And I'd be waiting outside, and sometimes people would come up and they would say, "Can I say hello?" Now, I never mind that. And if I'm perfectly honest, 9 times out of 10, if she's just sitting there, I will usually say, "Yes, of course you can." Because they've had the courtesy to ask me. I've even had occasion where, again, a child has said, "Oh, you know, dog." And the person with them has said, "No, you can't touch, it's working." And I've actually said, "Actually, it's fine at the moment because she's not technically working. Yes, she's got her harness on, but she's sitting quietly. It's fine if your child wants to say a quick hello." I don't mind that. I've got no problem with that whatsoever. I think it's good, especially for children, to come into contact with guide dogs, to be honest. You know, you get some lovely people who, "I was a puppy walker for years and I fundraise, and, you know, and I do this and I do that." And it's nice. What does annoy me, though, and it's happened to me, unfortunately, on more than one occasion. There was one particular occasion in Hereford where I was walking from my house into town, which is a good 15-20 minute walk. It was a lovely day and I decided to walk into town and get a couple of bits, and I thought I'd get a cab back. So I was walking down the road and... to get into town, I had to go under an underpass. In Hereford, it was known as the dip. I suppose it was a dip, really. You sort of went under, down a hill and under a sort of subway and back up the other side. And to find the entrance to the subway was a little bit tricky, and Kate would sometimes, if she wasn't quite thinking, if she had what I call her retriever head on, she would think, I might go past that today and go on somewhere different. And she would try and take me past it. So that was one particular place where I had to concentrate. I mean, you always got to concentrate with your dog, yeah. But, you know, there are times where you can sort of think about something else while you're walking along because you know it's a long straight road and there's nothing to hurt you or whatever. But that was a particular part where I had to have my wits about me. So I was, you know, giving Kate all the commands, you know, find the way, come on, where's the subway, find the way. And this stupid woman walked straight in front of me. And before I knew what was happening, she had literally bent down on her knees in front of Kate and gone, hello, hello. Well, I'm afraid... I said, excuse me. And she went, oh, I'm only saying hello. I said, I don't care. I said, do you mind not saying hello? I said, can you not see she is working? I said, I am trying to get her to find somewhere. I said, and you have now deliberately and completely distracted her. I said, thank you very much. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And you think, yeah, but it's too late now. So in fact, I did sort of say to her, well, if you don't mind, you can point me in the direction of the entrance to the subway, please, if you could. And she did, you know, I wasn't far off, but that's happened a couple of times. You know, it's when you're walking and somebody will deliberately do it. There was a guy, my mum was with me, that was in Hereford as well. We'd gone to Sainsbury's then, and we were walking back. And I was working, Kate. And we were coming back along, quite a long straight street. It was quite a quiet street, a couple of side roads, but nothing major. And there was a guy with a van across the other side of the road. And he looked over, saw me working Kate, whistled her and said, come on, come on. And I think he literally wanted her to walk across the road to say hello. And actually my mother shouted, oi, don't do that. And again, they're all apologetic then and they're, oh, sorry. Oh, so yeah, Craig, it annoys me as well. The problem is, it then when you have to shout at someone or sort of say, you know, do you mind? It makes you sound awful. And I don't like doing that. You know, it. But sometimes you have to, and you have to be quick, because if you start saying, actually, I'd rather you didn't stroke my dog if you don't mind because this and because that. You know, by the time you've said that, they've bloody bent down on the floor and they're stroking your dog and giving it a cuddle and trying to give it a biscuit or something. So sometimes it's got to be like, oi, no, don't do that. And you've got to sound sharp. And I don't like doing it, but sometimes you just have to do it. It's got to be done sometimes. I'm trying to think if it's ever happened here. I don't think it... Oh, the one thing that did happen here, and it was horrible, actually, and I never put it on Boo. I don't know why I didn't put it on Boo at the time. Chris and I were walking, strangely enough, again to Sainsbury's. You probably think I spend all my life walking to Sainsbury's. I don't, honest. And I was in front with Kate, and Chris was behind with his cane. And I heard this commotion up ahead and Kate suddenly went on the alert and her tail went, I mean, she's always got her tail up when she's working anyway, but she started wagging sort of hard against my leg. And I thought, okay, she's either seen a cat or a dog, because that's the only time she will be on the alert and she'll go, her step will go really sort of springy and she'll be a bit more, she's not a pulley dog as a rule, but she will do a little bit if she sees a dog or a cat. So I was sort of saying to her, no, not affecting you, leave it alone. The problem was it suddenly did affect us.
basically there was a man and a woman, quite an elderly man and woman, walking down the road with a dog. And they were with a friend of theirs, who was a woman as well. And this dog, apparently, I found out off this woman in a bit. I'll tell you the incident, first of all. I suddenly heard, "No, Jack, come back, no," from this woman. And she was going, "Oh my God, stop him, stop him." And this little yappy dog flew straight at me and Kate. Now, it wasn't nasty at all. But of course, Kate stopped and spun around, so I had to quickly let go of the harness because she would have pulled my wrist out of its socket, I think. But, you know, going through my head was, oh my God, because I didn't know the dog wasn't nasty. It was just completely out of control. They couldn't control it for Toffee. And they kept sort of trying to catch this dog and it just wouldn't be caught. It just kept running through Kate's legs and jumping up at me. And, you know, I was trying to calm Kate down because she was like, oh my God. Because she can get a bit, when something distracts her, sometimes she can get a bit sort of dithery at times. She's like, oh, I don't know what to do. So I was trying to calm her down and make her sit down on the side of the road. And anyway, in the end, I managed to get Kate past them. And they were saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And I thought, because it sort of annoyed me, I was like, yes, yes, just take your dog and go. Anyway, they did go eventually. And another woman walked up to me. She said, are you okay? I said, yeah, I think so. She said, oh God. She said, that's awful. She said, that's their daughter's dog. She said, but their daughter always leaves it with them when she goes to work. She said, and they cannot control it at all. She said, they have just got no control over that dog. She said, it's only young. And she actually said it had actually pulled the elderly lady over. And I said, oh no. I said, is she okay? And she said, well, no, she's hurt her hip, I think. And I was like, oh my word. But that was awful. I mean, it wasn't a deliberate distraction, but even so, it was something that me and Kate could have done without. It certainly put me off for the rest of the journey. Kate was okay. She soon got back into her stride and we got to Sainsbury's and back with no problems. But yeah, that was horrible. Sorry, this has turned into a really lengthy boo now. So I think I'll leave it there. But yeah, Craig, you're not the only one. And I'm sure you'll have other comments as well. It annoys me. And another thing that sort of leaves you feeling a bit jaded after a while when you're a guide dog owner, I don't know whether anyone else thinks this, is the amount of times you're asked the same questions. I think I'm always tempted to get a sort of a banner printed with, my dog's name is Kate. She's a retriever Labrador cross. I've had her since July 2012. Because the only thing I'd have to change is her age. Because you get, what's her name? How old is she? How long have you had her for? How long do they train them for? How old was she when you got her? And you think, oh, God. I'm just trying to walk to the shop, for goodness sake. So, yeah, it does sometimes you sort of think, oh, please. So I think I'll leave this boo for now, before I witter on and on. But, yeah, unfortunately, it's one of the downsides of being a GDO is that you get people being stupid sometimes. And also the people then who, I will stop in a minute, honest, but you get the people who, because they fundraise, they think they've got the God-given right to distract your dog. You know, can you not distract her, please? She's working. Well, I sponsor a puppy. I don't give a damn. Can you still not distract my dog? She's working. I don't care how many puppies you sponsor. You know, they think because they sponsor a puppy or because I always put in the guide dog's collecting tin, well, that's very good of you. But you're still distracting my dog, Mrs. or Mr. Can you not do it? It's amazing, really. It's quite funny in a way that they seem to think it gives them this rite of passage, don't they? Anyway, folks, That's my thoughts on the subject. I will speak to you all soon, and I will bid you good night.